This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Captain John Reagan's with us. And it was just during the top of the hour commercial announcements, I was talking with our son. And I was going over my anger with UMB Financial, the company that issues the credit card that bears the name Casey's General Store in the front. And he said, no, I don't even use that card, Dad. And I said, well, it's good because I closed the account. And this is as a result, for those of you who missed the hour number one report on UMB Financial's credit card, they threatened me. They threatened to report me to a credit bureau because they didn't like the name Anthony Soprano as a user on my credit card. And I asked them if they've ever had any problem with Anthony Soprano. Does he not pay his bills or is there any problem at all? And they said no. But they were going to report me to to the credit bureaus. And, class, just to repeat, if you think that your insurance rates are not tied to your credit score, you're probably wrong. Your credit score has impact on your automobile insurance, your homeowner's insurance, and other insurance. Should it? I don't think so, but it does. So these companies are in together. And UMB Financial out of Kansas City, Missouri, has targeted me, and they've shut down my credit card transactions because they didn't like the fact that I don't tell them when I'm traveling. I don't tell them where I'm going. I absolutely refuse to tell a banker where I'm traveling. It's none of their business. I don't care who they think they are. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at bankers as being in the way of transactions now. In the way. Just like lawyers and politicians and other government employees are in the way. So is UMB Financial. They're in my way. So I told them to close my account. They will not report me to a credit bureau because they don't like the name on one of my credit cards. I pay my bills in full every month, but not with them anymore. So if you have a UMB-issued credit card, I suggest you consider looking at them very, very carefully. And I've been with Casey's General Store almost 10 years now. And I really like Casey's General Store, and I like their top management. But I can't agree to participate in commerce with them when they have one of their business partners threatening me. And they don't call it threatening. They call it a courtesy call. We're calling you as a courtesy, telling you that we're going to report you to a credit bureau. That's what they told me. UMB Financial. And they used to be the first card in my wallet. And a week ago, I told them that they went from the first card in my wallet to the last card in my wallet. And now they have progressed even further. Now they're not even in my wallet. Why would I use a credit card that declines my transactions when I go to use it? And they tell me that I should feel really good, the fact that they approve 99.2% of my transactions. I want them to approve 100% of my transactions. Otherwise, it's a game of Russian roulette. Pull out your card, and will it be declined or not? I'm not willing to play that game because I don't have that problem with any other credit card in my wallet. None. Not once. It's only UMB Financial and their predecessor, Juniper Bank. And both of them, I'm afraid, had the name Casey's General Store on them. And I really like Casey's General Store. but I'm not going to participate in commerce with UMB Financial. Captain John Reagan's with us.
I am.
You know how you have that space between the keys on your keyboard? You know how you have that? Okay, well, that's where I have this little Casey's General Store credit card. And I looked at it, and it just frosted me just looking at it. So, and I went to the meetup. You know, a couple weeks ago, I handed Mike Hicks, who's one of our instructors, my credit card to pay for my $12 dinner tab, tip and dinner tab. And he came back and he said it was declined. So I spent like 5 minutes at the meetup explaining to the meetup group, my credit card was declined. It was declined. And it's because it's been declined because of Skype. Skype hit my account for $2.99 plus tax. So I could call Werner Bach in Canada. And because I was traveling. I guess I was outside of the allowed area, John. And here's what they do. They say, UMB Financial says, well, our algorithm learns. It learns when you travel. Really? It learns? So it declines my transactions? And then when I call them, I say, hey, what are you guys doing? They go, well, it's learning. It's unacceptable. It's unacceptable. Why would I carry a credit card if I didn't want it to work? Why would I do that? So the answer is cash. Cash, class, use cash. Use cash. And then when you get stopped by the police, they go, what are you doing with those three $100 bills, boy? It's a lot of money. Is that drug money? I think it's drug. Is that drug money, boy? So we all should start using cash whenever we can. And peel it out very slowly. And make those transactions take a long time. Let's start slowing down commerce. These people that give us a hard time. John Reagan, what's next?
I wrote an article in response to an article that first appeared on Zero Hedge back in January, and it's actually posted the. It's the article below the resources, but the link is there first thing in the financial section. Global shipping has not stopped. And basically in this article, it puts the map up and shows there's no ships in the middle of the Atlantic or the Pacific. And, basically makes the claim there's no shipping going on, and it's been picked up and repeated by a number of places. And if you go in and read the article before the first map, you'll see the sentence, we aren't experts on shipping, however. So if you have a better site or source to track this apparent phenomena, please let us know. And the thing is, you don't have to be an expert in shipping, but you do have to know how to read a map and understand what that map is telling you. And that's where this whole misreporting started from. The big assumption is when you look at that map is that you're looking at ships based on satellite data. Well, that's a bad assumption. What the map is showing you is AIS, which is Automated Identification System, which is located on ships. I got a link for a Wikipedia article there where you can actually read up about the AIS system. And the map is only showing this data from land-based receivers at ports. So when you peruse the Wikipedia article, a couple things for you to learn is that the satellite data is available, but is supplied at a cost. And then the other is the range of the system, which the horizontal range, which would be from where the ship is to another ship or a land-based receiver, is 74 kilometers or 46 miles. The vertical, which is what would reach the satellite, is 400 kilometers. So once a ship is out of range of these land-based receivers, they will disappear off of these free internet maps. You do see ships near islands. Examples are the Azores in the Atlantic and, of course, Hawaii in the Pacific. So, other than that, it appears that there's no shipping going on. Now, if you want to buy that full picture, getting the satellite data, it's not exactly cheap. One of the sites referred to in the article is marinetraffic.com, and if you look at their services, getting that data is only $365 a month, and it's billed annually, so we're talking about a little bit under $4,400. And I put a link into my last paragraph there. The transportation industry is suffering enough as it is, which basically gets a quick rundown. You know, we don't need to exaggerate how bad things are, you know, saying that global shipping has stopped. it hasn't, at least for now. And I'm giving everybody permission to share this as long as you post a link back to my article there. And I hope that clears that up, but I'm sure you're going to hear this reported. But no, global shipping has not stopped yet.
Yeah, and we're buying a lot of our products from China. And I wanted to talk about some of that. I bought a generator. I have an old tractor. My favorite tractor happens to be a 1974 Ford 3000 diesel tractor. And the original generator failed. So I looked at buying a generator, rebuilding the generator. And I thought, you know what? I was talking to Mrs. Finnelli. She said, why don't you get one and then rebuild the old one? That way we'll have a spare. I said, great, I'll do that. But I needed to get one rather quickly, so I bought one on eBay. And the country of origin was not specified. It came in from China. And the hardware that mounts it's a little different. It's metric, and the original one was SAE. And so I changed the pulleys and did all those kinds of things. The bottom line was the threaded connector, the threaded part that it attaches to the mechanical speedometer and odometer, was so poorly threaded that it stripped, and I had to cannibalize the old one to make the new one work. And it's just so frustrating. A 20-minute job ended up being a couple hours because of the poor quality of some. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John, I just want to share with you that probable cause seems to be a problem in Washington, D.C., Washington District of Criminals. And the police sometimes raid the wrong house, terrifying innocent people. There's a post on the Internet by the Washington Post, WashingtonPost.com. And it says Sally Taylor was sitting in her apartment in Northeast Washington, as in Washington, D.C., one evening in January 2015, watching Bible Talk, when a clock fell off the wall and broke. She turned and looked up. Nine D.C. police officers smashed through her door. A shotgun was pointed at her face, and she was ordered to the floor. They came in like Rambo, she said. She's a 63-year-old grandmother. She was dressed in a white nightgown. She said she's never had even a speeding ticket. So this heavily armed squad thought they were searching the residence of a woman arrested 2 miles away the previous night for carrying a half ounce of PCP. So Taylor, who did not know this other woman, was terrified, trembling. She told police that the woman didn't even live there. The thugs spent the next 30 minutes searching the house anyway, going through her boxes and her underwear drawer, and they found no drugs and left without making an arrest. So the search warrant executed at Taylor's apartment cited no evidence of criminal activity. Instead, in an affidavit to the judge, the police argued they should be able to search for drugs there based on their training and experience investigating the drug trade. So, here's what's going on. The cops want to practice. Nine thugs in uniforms bashed through this woman's door. Now, who pays for the door? It's an absolute outrage what's going on. And I think it's going to continue until the villagers start bashing through the doors of the cops, you know, while they're watching the ball game. Or they bash through the doors of the cops' homes while their wives are doing the laundry. And the cops' families are terrified the way we, the villagers, are. Now, I'm not suggesting we do this, but I'm saying it's probably going to take something like that in order to get the attention of these thugs or their bosses, you know, like the chiefs of police, like the mayors, the governors, you know, those people have their own small armies, those guys. It's an outrage. It's an absolute outrage what's going on. And that's why I call those guys the Blue Plague, because that's what they are. John Reagan?
Okay, what I'm going to do is cover the second link in financial and the last three in employment.
Okay.
The second in financial is related to the shipping. In fact, they list five articles there, and the third one's the one we were just talking about. And I'm going to email the Zero Hedge and see if I can't get them to post my article to clear the air, so to speak. But this article is, it hasn't been this bad since the Viking Age. It's a quote from the dry bulk CEO who's warning of a bankruptcy tsunami and counterparty risk. And we've talked about this before with these low rates. It's not covering costs. The companies can only do that for so long, you know, before they go out of business. So we're going to see either a lot of mergers or a lot of takeovers by governments. And just to define the term counterparty risk, that's when you have a contract and this is the risk of the other party not living up to that contract. Last Friday, they released the latest employment fiction, and among the things in there was 80% of those were minimum wage jobs, and the third to last link, according to tax withholdings in the employment section, says, well, I guess we'll cover that after the break.
Captain John Reagan's with us. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. Average gas price for Webster County, Missouri, $1.67 for the regular. We'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24/7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us, U.S. Air Force Reserves, retired. You know, Captain John Reagan, a lot of young people don't know what Washington, D.C. stands for. I mean, we think the D.C. stands for District of Criminals because that's what it's become over the last couple of decades. But Washington is named after President George Washington. And D.C. stands for the District of Columbia, which is named after Christopher Columbus. But a lot of young people didn't know that and don't know that.
And they think government programs can really be free is why Bernie Sanders has so much support.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. And the establishment is really concerned about Donald Trump, the New World Order group. They're concerned about him. And, you know, one of the things that is one of the common threads among us here at USA Prepares, our organization, is that we don't take direction very well. None of us does. And the reason that we don't take direction well is we don't have to salute anybody. We don't have jobs. And so we can't be threatened the same way that people who have jobs can be threatened. Like, you're going to lose your job, boy, if you don't toe the line. And so they can't use that because we don't have jobs to lose, right?
What's a job?
So one of my friends came over this weekend, and he said that they shut down their company. And so I said, so what does that mean? Does that mean you don't have a job? Does that mean when people say to you, what do you do? You say, you're going to say, I don't have a job? I mean, what are you going to do? And that's what I do. When people ask me what I do, I say, I don't have a job. The first thing I tell them is I don't have a job. Which really means I'm below second class, whatever that is. I mean, I am just below second class because I don't have a job. And John, we are ranked according to our jobs, right? People ask us what we do so that they know whether to look up to us or look down to us. So I start out with, I don't have a job. So I'm down there at the bottom. And I like being down there at the bottom. Because I have a lot to look up to. What's next?
Okay, I'm just going to cover one link in employment now. The last one, China plans to lay off 6 million workers. And to me, that's a really big deal. And if it gets another link in bigger picture, I'll explain why on that. But let's move on down to preparedness. I've got a link, property taxes. And to back up and give some perspective on this, especially for, I know we've gotten new people here from Hagman & Hagman. What I've done with the financial state of the union is I've shown that we cannot avoid a financial collapse. The only question is, what happens after that? Historically, what happens is a war. And boy, can we have some really great wars with the toys we have today. Mm-hmm. And that would likely result in the disruption of the electric grid one way or another. And if that happens, we're talking about basically the death of 99.5% of the population. And that's actually the happy path. The good news on that path, things like property taxes don't matter. However, if we don't have the war or technology survives what happens with the financial collapse, then we're looking at what we see in a lot of the movies. It's like the Nazi Germany on steroids, where we have all this technology, the Internet of Things, that surveils and controls all aspects of our lives. And if we end up in that side, then things like property taxes and debt matters. And I wish I could tell you which way it's going to go, but we'll find out as the script unfolds. The challenge is, most places, you never really get a chance to own your property. They call it home ownership, but really you're just a serf renting from the government. Because if you don't pay your property taxes, you don't get to live there. There are a handful of states in the United States where you can live where they don't have income tax. Texas is one of those. Now, we pay for that because of higher sales taxes and property taxes. But if you wanted to try and find a place where you don't have property taxes, so you don't risk losing your property for non-payment, there's not a lot of options, and the options are none in the United States. In fact, there's less than 20 countries in the world, and this article lists them. The largest number of them are the Middle East. There's a couple in the Indian Ocean, a couple in the South Pacific. Closer to the United States, we've got three in the Caribbean, the Cayman Islands, Dominica, and the Turks and Caicos Islands. Four places in Europe, Croatia, Liechtenstein, Malta, and Monaco. And to, you know, I'm not sure any of those are actually great places to survive in. You may or may not be. I've not researched them. But the point being, if we end up with government still in place on the other side, you know, property taxes are going to be a big deal. And that's where I've also talked about one of the good uses for gold, at least in the interim, is that you can preserve your wealth enough to pay your property taxes. Now, once we get into a grid down situation, there is no supply chain. You know, gold and silver is pretty much worthless, because if somebody does have something, unless they were stockpiling in order to try to become wealthy off of it, you're not going to get people to trade food for gold. And just another piece I wanted you to have there, if you do want to try and pursue a place that does not have property tax, there's your list, and unfortunately, it's a short one. Vincent?
Yeah, John, during the top of the hour break, about 42 minutes ago, I was... I had left the studio and went down to the kitchen and warmed up some coffee. And I was talking to Mrs. Finelli about the tax deadline extended for about 30 counties in Missouri. So if your business has been washed away, or your house has been washed away, or your property's been totally destroyed in 2015 because of the massive flooding that we had here in Missouri, you have an extra 30 days to file your income taxes. What I'm saying is, you're absolutely right, John. The taxes don't go away. So if you've absolutely been totally wiped out, and some of these properties have been flooded for over 30 days, can't get back to them, they're washed away. The improvements on the property washed away in flooding. Totally destroyed. Missing. Gone. You have another 30 days to file. Totally wiped out. You get an extra 30 days. You are absolutely right.
Now, before we run out of time here, let's slip on to the bigger picture section. The SAP emails. And this is a rather long article. It's written by a retired Army major that worked in Army intelligence. And he talks about these special access programs, SAP. This is the above top secret, the compartment of information. And it came out that some of these emails were SI or TK compartments, which is happens to be some of what I had when I was at the Pentagon. And it's very serious to not properly take care of this type of information. And if you want to read about this part of the picture on the intelligence side, that's available to you. Got another one, Solar Silver, and this is a big deal, especially with the push for the green energy, and it has a statistic in there that it takes about 8 million ounces of silver to construct enough panels to generate 1 gigawatt of electricity. So to try and replace electric with the coal-powered, the all the traditional ways of producing electricity with solar, it's going to take a lot of silver. And fortunately, silver is one of those things that's getting to be shorter and shorter in supply. The article I was talking about in conjunction with the China laying off millions of people, too many youngsters except where there's not. The world has a problem, too many young people. And I really wish I could get into demographics as a whole, because this is a part of the long-range problem as well. It turns out that in emerging countries, there's too many young people, and in the first world countries, there's too many old people, and those types of factors are pieces of the puzzle that suggest we're heading for war.
Yeah, and doesn't sound good, because it's happened before. That's how we fixed the first depression. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
name. I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No Common Core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. You know, class, 2 hours is just not enough time to do what Captain John Reagan and I are trying to do. So he'll be with me tomorrow, and we'll do 2 hours together again, and maybe we'll get through some of what we would like to share with you in class. And I was mentioning to John Reagan during the break that it is a violation of code in many locations in here in the in occupied United States to be off the grid. And we're going to be talking about that tomorrow. You may find that the sheriff shows up with guns drawn if you want to be an off the grid type person like the Beninatis. They arrived with guns, and of course, Child Protective Services were called. And you know, the Beninati family was alleged to be abusing their children, which they're not. Okay, and we're going to talk about that tomorrow as well as many other topics. Meet up tonight at Jimmy's Egg. I'll be there. Dr. Norman Cheely will be there. Silent Night will be there, and we're going to be talking about ringers or infiltrators. And also, Norm Shealy will be talking about his study on anxiety. And I'll give you my take on the news. So that's tonight, plus all the other instructors who show up. Usually about 10 instructors at the meetup. Jimmy's Egg, information's on the website. John Reagan, back to you.
I'm going to try and get through two more in the bigger picture section. I learned in school that prohibition doesn't work, and suicide by car. Well, We've spent $1 trillion over the last 40 years on this war on drugs, and basically all we've accomplished is feeding the prison industrial complex with more slave labor. And it's done a thing for drug usage, and the legalization of marijuana has done more to fight the drug war and the drug cartels than all the pain we've gone through. Now, when I went to school, they talked about prohibition, which was the prohibition of alcohol, an amendment to the Constitution, and how that didn't work, so it was repealed. Well, the prohibition of drugs hasn't worked either, and I'm not advocating the use of them, but early last century, you'd feel comfortable sending your 8-year-old daughter to the drugstore by herself. Try doing that in America today, and she could pick up some heroin or cocaine for you to help with your pain.
And cigarettes.
Yeah. So that's crazy. Now, let me slip down to suicide by car, because I haven't heard this talked about. Chesapeake Energy founder Aubrey McClendon died in a car wreck one day after federal indictment. Now, we don't know all he knows. Chesapeake Energy grew to be a multi-billion-dollar company. And I find this very suspicious. Like, he was bright-hearted for some reason. Because who in their right mind would try to attempt suicide by car with all the safety features built in? There's much more sure ways of doing that. And, like I say, I can only conjecture, but to me, this is even more suspicious than Scalia's death was.
Mm-hmm. And I've received phone calls from some of our instructors specifically on that topic.
And I guess it'll be a good time to push your button. The article in between that, the defense is broke. In Louisiana, they don't have the money to pay for public defenders. So people are going to have to spend more time in jail in the prison industrial complex because of that.
Yep. It's an absolute outrage. And the more I learn about the injustice system, the more I learn it's about procedure, twisted language that they use that we have not been taught. And that is the thing that we hire attorneys for. They are coders and decoders. And they know a little bit about procedure. It's not about right and wrong. It's not about the intent. It's about the letter of the law. Captain John Reagan, thank you so much for being with us. I'll be with you tomorrow. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.